Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
and now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Bear with me. Well, I'm going to assume that you can hear me and that I'm the only one having difficulty hearing. And I'm going to go ahead and start tonight's program. I'm doing two programs of Raymond Francis. The first program is where he talks about his book, Never Be Fat Again. And he wrote this after he wrote the book, Never Be Sick Again. And then tomorrow, and that's tonight, that's May 29, 2012. Tomorrow, May 30, 2012, I will do Raymond Francis again. But this time he'll be talking about inflammation and primarily from the focus of his book, Never Be Sick Again. And remember, it's one disease, two causes, and six pathways to wellness. And then on Thursday, May 31st, 2012, I will be rebroadcasting my Linda Richardson program. She's a representative from Transcendental Meditation, more popularly known as TM. Sit back and enjoy Raymond Francis, the author of Never Be Sick Again. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good evening to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, April 27, 2010. And hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. Great you remembered our new day and time. Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. here on Achieve Radio. And there is a link on my website. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. Now, to call into the program, call 888-235-7374. That is 888-235-7374. Or you can send instant messages during the show through the link on the Achieve Radio homepage. They call them in quick messages. And please, any problems with the Internet links, give me a call some other time at 866-472-6094. That is 866-472-6094. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Now, only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last week we did a rebroadcast of Dr. John M. Kennedy's program. He's the author of The 15-Minute Heart Cure. We discussed the herb red clover. Now, if you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me and for general information, call 866-472-6094. That is 866-472-6094. Now remember, intuitive Monique Chapman visits every second Tuesday of the month. She will join us again May 11, 2010 with Monique's Moments. Call in. She will share her intuition about you, the economy, and other concerns. Also, you can follow up this program by listening to her program that's here on Achieve Radio. Now remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. You can also follow me on Twitter. I am Alternative Medi. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Raymond Francis, a dear friend, old-time visitor. He's been here many, many, many times. He's the author of Never Be Sick Again, as well as Never Be Fat Again, and an endless number of articles. Tonight, we're going to be discussing inflammation, the common denominator of all disease. And at the end of the program, we will discuss the herb red raspberry and the asana Pavrita Janu Sirsasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Keeping kids away from R-rated movies may prevent early drinking. This is from Science Daily, April 26, 2010. Middle school children whose parents restrict access to R-rated movies are substantially less likely to start drinking than their peers who are allowed to see such films, a new study suggests. In a study of nearly 3,600 New England middle school students, researchers found that among kids who said their parents never allowed them to watch R movies, few took up drinking over the next couple of years. Of that group, 3% said they had started drinking when questioned 13 to 26 months after the initial survey. That compared with 19% of their peers who'd said their parents sometimes let them see R-rated films, and one quarter of the students who said their parents allowed such movies all the time. The researchers say the findings reported in the May issue of the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs underscore the importance of parents paying close attention to their children's media exposure. Quote, "We think this is a very important aspect of parenting and one that is often overlooked," end quote, said Dr. James D. Sargent, a professor of pediatrics at Dartmouth Medical School in Hanover, New Hampshire. The current findings build on evidence linking children's exposure to R-rated movies and on-screen adult content in general, not only to early drinking, but also to early smoking and kids' likelihood of having sex or behaving violently. Quote, "The research to date suggests that keeping kids from R-rated movies can help keep them from drinking, smoking, and doing a lot of other things that parents don't want them to do," end quote, Sargent said. He pointed out that it could be argued that parents who restrict access to R movies are simply more careful in general, keeping tabs on their children's friends or making sure their kids have no access to alcohol at home, for instance. However, Sargent and his colleagues accounted for this in the current study by asking students questions that gauge, quote, authoritative parenting, end quote, which gauges the adolescent's perception of parental responsiveness or ability to respond to the adolescent's point of view and demandingness or ability to set and enforce limits. The researchers found that even with such factors considered, exposure to R-rated movies was still linked to the likelihood of early drinking. 90% of R-rated films have depictions of drinking, and that may be one reason that middle schoolers who see the films are more vulnerable to early drinking. But Sargent said that the R-rated movie effect goes beyond that. Other research suggests that children who see R-rated movies become more prone to sensation-seeking and risk-taking. Quote, "We think seeing the adult content actually changes their personality," end quote, Sargent said. The bottom line, according to the researcher, is that parents should restrict their kids from seeing R-rated films. But he also pointed out that PG-13 movies, as well as many TV shows, often portray drinking and other adult situations, and that supports limiting children's media time in
general. The American Academy of Pediatrics currently recommends that children watch no more than 1 to 2 hours of quality media, including movies, TV, and videos, each day. Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Pennsylvania. We offer iridology and kinesiology assessments, as well as consultations in meditation, nutrition, energy medicine, acupressure, and psychosocial concerns. When appropriate, we offer remote services. Call 866-472-6094 for appointments and information. Now, you can visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our number, as I said earlier, for remote or face-to-face appointments. Again, that's 866-472-6094. You are hearing us live from the Internet. We'll be back with Raymond Francis, author of Never Be Sick Again and Never Be Fat Again, tonight discussing inflammation, the common denominator of all disease.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies. AchieveRadio.com.
Okay, yes, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. And remember, on my website, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. Now, we're going to be talking to Raymond Francis tonight, author of Never Be Sick Again and Never Be Fat Again. Tonight, discussing inflammation, the common denominator of all disease. Now, Raymond Francis, there's a lot that I want to tell you about this gentleman. Since 1994, Raymond Francis has been chairman and CEO of Beyond Health Corporation, supplying highly advanced health education and world-class health-supporting products to the public. An internationally recognized leader in the field of optimal health maintenance, Raymond is on the cutting edge of health technology. An in-demand speaker, he has addressed health conferences all over the U.S. and in Germany, Switzerland, Greece, and Egypt. He is the publisher of Beyond Health News, a newsletter supplying advanced health information to the public. He is the creator of the internationally presented Beyond Health Seminar, author of the Pathways to Health newspaper columns, and the best-selling book, Never Be Sick Again. For 12 plus years, Raymond has been the host and producer of the syndicated radio talk show, Beyond Health. He was the founder and chairman of the Beyond Health Brain Trust, an interdisciplinary group of physicians and scientists for proposing innovative solutions to health problems. He was one of the founders of the Health Medicine Forum, a leading group of physicians promoting integrated medicine. Raymond's educational background is in chemistry and engineering. He has a BS degree from Boston College
and an MSc degree from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and a DSc from Ashwood University. His memberships include Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, Society for Orthomolecular Health Medicine, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Center for Science in the Public Interest, Health Medicine Forum, National Health Federation, and the American Chemical Society. He is currently the president of the Northern California Chapter of Cancer Victors. Good evening, Raymond. How are you?
Well, good evening to you. I am very well, and thank you for the invitation to be with you. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I'm so glad that you were available. I mean, as busy as you are, so that turned out to be luck for us. Why don't you, for our new listeners, because we are at a new time and day since the last time you were on, why don't you share some information about yourself, where you're from, et cetera?
Well, I think the important thing, Parthini, is what happened to me. First of all, as you already announced, I'm a scientist. I'm a graduate of MIT. But I worked in science only for a few years and then went off into the business world and became president of an international management consulting company. And then I took ill. And I went to my doctor. I complained that I wasn't feeling well. I complained that I didn't have the energy that I used to have. And the doctor did all kinds of tests, thousands of dollars worth of tests, and announced that I was in perfect health. They just simply don't know how to measure health when it's in its initial decline. And 2 years passed, I was feeling worse, went to another doctor. The doctor gave me a diagnostic test. I suffered a catastrophic reaction to the diagnostic test and became deathly ill and just going downhill like a rock. I went to 36 top medical specialists. Not a one of them could help me. And the last one I went to said, "Oh boy, I can help you take this drug." I took the drug. The drug poisoned my liver, and I almost died of liver failure. Well, all that caught my attention, and I started asking myself very, very fundamental questions like, why did I get sick? How do people get sick? What do you have to do? How do you take a healthy person and make them a sick person? What has to happen at the molecular level, at the cellular level? And if you have a sick person, what do you have to do to make them a healthy person once again? And I started getting the answers to these profound questions, and the answers blew me away. And that's how I got involved in the whole health thing, and that's how I got involved doing my radio show and, of course, writing my books and Never Be Sick Again. My first book has literally gone around the world. It has been translated into Chinese, into French, into Polish, into Romanian. I mean, it's been published in Africa. It has gone around the world, and it's changing the way people think about their health. And allowing people with incurable diseases to simply read the book, go home, and cure themselves. And that's how easy it is to cure an incurable disease. And in fact, right now, I'm writing a new book on how to cure cancer, because so many people read Never Be Sick Again and went home and cured their cancer. I decided to write a whole book just on how to cure cancer. So that's where I'm coming from. That's where I am. That's why, and that's why you invited me on the show.
And you just knocked out three of my biggest questions.
You talked about chronic inflammation before, and that's what you really wanted to talk about this evening. And inflammation.
Wait a minute. Before you get to that, can you just lay out your one disease, two causes, six pathways concept, and then we can get right into the inflammation.
Sure, happy to do it. And the reason I did that is when I realized that, you know, people were getting sick needlessly and that we already had the knowledge to keep people well. I mean, we don't have to do any more research. You know, here we have this epidemic of chronic degenerative diseases, the arthritis, the Alzheimer's, the cancer, the diabetes, the osteoporosis. I mean, all these chronic degenerative diseases, we already know how to stop them. We already know that. All we have to do is take what we know and put it to use. So I decided that we needed a way of taking what we know and teaching it to people in a very, very simple way, a way that is so simple that even children can understand it. And let me tell you just a little aside here. These concepts are now being taught in more than 100 public schools in the state of Massachusetts. And in fact, I'm going to Massachusetts the end of May to receive an award for being on the cutting edge of health science.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you. But the point is that this is so simple. I've made it so simple that we can teach it to children.
Mm-hmm.
And that means anybody can learn it. So if anybody can learn it, then we can put it to use. We can stop this epidemic of disease. And so I've reduced it to the simple concept there's only one disease. Only one disease. Now, that takes all the mystery out of disease, because all of a sudden, cancer is the same thing as diabetes, and diabetes is the same thing as Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's is the same thing as osteoporosis. They're all the same thing. What they are is cellular malfunction.
Very
and
good.
They're just different symptoms being produced by malfunctions at the cellular level. And then there's only two reasons why cells malfunction. Either they're not getting everything they need to function properly, or they're getting something that is interfering with their normal function, and we call those two problems deficiency and toxicity. So there's only one disease, no matter what name you give it, and you can give it any name you like. There's only one disease, the malfunctioning cell. There's only two reasons why the cells malfunction. They're not getting what they need, or they're getting too much of something they don't need. So too much or too little. There it is. One disease, two causes, too much or too little. And all we have to do is teach people how to control that, and that's where we get into the six pathways, the nutrition pathway, the toxin pathway, the mental pathway, the physical, the genetic, and the medical pathway. These are all just simple ways of teaching people how to control the deficiency and toxicity problem at the cellular level so that they can be healthy, and if they are healthy, they can regain their health. So
excellent.
Simple, and this is all outlined in my book, Never Be Sick Again. So anybody who wants to learn this, just get a copy of Never Be Sick Again. It's available in major bookstores like Barnes & Noble, and it's available at Amazon.com, and it's even available at Beyond Health. And later on in the show, I'll even make a special offer to your listeners to get a book and get a free newsletter along with it, free one-year subscription to my newsletter. So.
Excellent. Okay. Well, let's get to inflammation. What is inflammation?
Well, inflammation is a normal, natural process. It is actually good because now let's say that you just cut your finger. And now you're going to bleed to death. Unless something happens. And not only that, you're going to get infections in the wound. And then you're going to die of infection. So you're dying of two things already, just from a little cut on your finger.
Mm-hmm.
The body doesn't want you to die naturally, so it jumps through hoops and it produces a whole bunch of things. And one of the things it produces is something called an inflammatory process. And that's why when you cut your finger, it'll get a little bit red around the wound. Now, that red is the result of inflammation. And that inflammation is doing a whole bunch of things. It's producing chemicals that is making that tissue more permeable so that repair materials can rush to the wound to heal it. It's also producing an inflammatory reaction where it's producing very, very dangerous chemicals. And what are those dangerous chemicals supposed to do? They're supposed to kill any viruses or bacteria that might be getting into the wound. So you see, your body is there. It's protecting you. this inflammatory process is killing the germs, and it's also rushing repair materials to the wound. And guess what? Your little cut heals, and life goes on. And it's all automatic, and Mother Nature took care of it. So the inflammatory process is a good process. Here's the problem. When that process doesn't shut down, when that process remains chronic, now remember, this is producing some very dangerous chemicals that are intended to kill germs and viruses. When that remains chronic, you're still producing those very dangerous chemicals, and those chemicals are now damaging you. Mm-hmm. They are damaging your cells. They're damaging your DNA. They're damaging your tissues. And that's why when the inflammatory process continues, for example, I've worked with a lot of professional athletes. I've worked with a lot of professional dancers. In fact, I was I took care of a number of people at the San Francisco Ballet for a 10-year period. And there's people that get injured all the time, constantly getting injured. So typically an athlete or a dancer might injure their knee or injure their ankle or something like that. And when you do this, again, the body's going to rush repair materials there to repair the damage. But unfortunately, because we live in an inflammatory environment and because we eat an inflammatory diet and we do not eat enough fresh fruits and vegetables that are anti-inflammatory, what happens is when this injury occurs and the repair occurs and the inflammation is supposed to shut off, shut down, go away, it doesn't. And it remains chronic. And that's why you'll see athletes, major athletes, that have to quit their sports before their time because an old knee injury is bothering them. And you see dancers with the same thing. Old injuries are bothering them. What is really happening here is that the inflammation that occurred to heal that injury was never shut completely down, and so it continues to smolder, continues to damage the tissue. And after a while, it damages so much tissue that you're in constant pain. And you can no longer do your sport, and you can no longer dance. You can no longer do the things that you want to do. So the inflammatory process is a wonderful thing, but when the inflammatory process is chronic, it is not a wonderful thing. And many things can start the inflammatory process. An injury could start it. An infection can start it. There are many ways in which you can start an inflammatory process, but we don't shut them down anymore because we eat an inflammatory diet and don't have enough anti-inflammatory chemicals in the diet. And then if we look at chronic diseases, we look at all of our chronic diseases, guess what? Inflammation is a foundation stone of every chronic disease, whether it be cancer, or diabetes, or arthritis. Inflammation is a foundation stone of every chronic disease. And we really need to pay attention to this because if you shut the inflammation down, guess what? Your chronic disease may simply go away.
Now, how can we utilize your six pathways to address chronic inflammation?
Well, first and foremost, there's the nutrition pathway. And we eat an inflammatory diet. And that's really a pretty serious matter. For example, we have a massive overconsumption of what I call pro-inflammatory oils. Now, these are the canola oil, corn oil, peanut oil, safflower, soybean, sunflower, most olive oils, all hydrogenated oils. All of these oils, which, you know, you go to the supermarket, go down the aisle where the oils are, every single one of those oils are inflammatory. And we consume these things, just massive amounts of these oils are being consumed, and they are inflammatory. So we eat an inflammatory diet. Another thing that's inflammatory is dairy is very inflammatory. Wheat is very inflammatory. So here we have inflammatory oils, inflammatory wheats, inflammatory dairy products, milk and dairy products. And so we have a massive amount of pro-inflammatory foods and not enough fresh fruits and vegetables that contain anti-inflammatory chemicals to balance them out. So, another thing that creates inflammation, by the way, is stress. Chronic stress produces pro-inflammatory chemicals, and we lead stressful lives. Another thing that promotes inflammation is vaccinations. And we've all been hoodwinked into volunteering for repeated vaccinations, and the result is chronic inflammation. And then people have autoimmune diseases, which are the result, of course, of all the inflammation. And chronic infections, a lot of people have chronic gum infections, chronic tooth infections, chronic yeast infections. All of these produce a flood of inflammatory chemicals. And then, of course, here's something else, fat cells. More than 2 out of 3 Americans are fat. And guess what? Fat cells don't just sit there and look back at you in the mirror. They are biologically active. They produce lots of chemicals, and what they do is they produce massive quantities of pro-inflammatory chemicals. So every fat cell in your body is producing pro-inflammatory chemicals, and the fatter you are, the more pro-inflammatory chemicals you'll generate, and that literally destroys your body, makes you become sick, makes you become frail, promotes cancer. And then it destroys your body because, you see, every night when you go to bed, you need to repair. We're self-repairing systems. So we do damage during the day. It's just like you drive your car, you wear the car out. You know, you wear the tires out, you wear the brakes out, you wear the engine out. We do the same things to our bodies every single day. But when you park your car in the garage at night, it doesn't self-repair. But when you park yourself
hold
at night...
Hold that thought, Raymond. I've got to go to break.
Okay.
Thank you. You're
you
listening
do
to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Follow me on Twitter. When you go to my site in the future, you're going to find information about the herb, asana, and meditative tip for the day. But I want to remind you that my co-authored book, well, when we come back with Raymond Francis and talk about his book, Never Be Sick Again, I'll tell you more.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies. AchieveRadio.com.
Are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Now, my guest next week, May 4, 2010, will be Jerry Czarnecki, author of Lead with Love. And at the end of that program, we will discuss the herb rhubarb and the asana kurmasana. I want to remind you that my co-authored book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, can be previewed and ordered on my website. There's nothing more important than your health, but between the overburdened medical establishment, blaring crisis-driven health headlines, and our own hectic lives, finding the information you and your family need can be next to impossible. We're here to help.
We bring together 101 of the top minds in radically different branches of the healing professions to give you 101 simple workable ways to attack disease, overcome unhealthy habits, and live your life to its healthiest potential. Follow the link on my homepage. It is a blue book link for the book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. Okay, we are back with Raymond Francis, author of Never Be Sick Again and Never Be Fat Again, discussing inflammation, the common denominator of all disease. Now, if you'd like to ask a question of my guest, call 888-235-7374. That is 888-235-7374. Or you can send in a quick message from the Achieve Radio homepage. Okay, Raymond, I hope you can remember where you were. Please pick up where you were, where you left off.
Sure. We were talking about the damage you do to your car when you drive it every day, and then you have to repair it ultimately. But the beauty is that the human body, when you park it at night, self-repairs. It self-repairs if you do two things. You give it all the repair materials that it needs, and you keep all the repair machinery operating properly. So, again, we're back to deficiency and toxicity. If you don't give all the repair materials that are needed, or if you shut down the repair machinery with toxins, then you won't repair. And then at the when you wake up in the morning, you'll have a small repair deficit. And if you keep repeating that, and you at the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the year, the end of the decades, the end of 50 decades, you will end up with a very, very big repair deficit. And that's why people become frail. That's why they become disabled and need to have others care for them. They end up in a nursing home with somebody wheeling them around. They just have enormous repair deficits. You don't want to go there. You don't want to be there. And inflammation does a lot of damage every day. So if you have a lot of inflammation in your body, you will be damaging more tissue than you're repairing on a daily basis. And that means you're going to be aging and you're going to be becoming weaker and more frail with each passing decade that you're doing this. So very, very important that we pay attention to this chronic inflammation, because it is the foundation stone of every disease. And of course, I'm writing a book now, as I said, on how to cure cancer. And inflammation, it's amazing what happens. So inflammation, first of all, causes cancer, because you have all of this, the inflammatory process is a damaging process, and it damages DNA.
And when I want you to sort of talk about some of the things people can do to offset a lot of this inflammation or minimize the inflammation. But we have Renee in Pennsylvania on the line, and I want to give her a chance to ask her question.
Sure.
Hello, Renee?
Yes, hello, Parthenia. Hello, Raymond.
Hi.
It's a very interesting show, and you can continue after I get off, because I'm learning a lot. Okay. If you have... say you're working through parasites, candida, you don't know if maybe Lyme disease, and you have inflammation also. If you ate mainly like fruits, vegetables, or what other things, so you could heal them all, how would
yes.
you go about that?
Okay, well, I'll do a whole spiel on that. So.
And also some sauce, maybe a sauce or something, if you don't like certain things, this way you can dull the taste and still have the healthy.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, first of all, when we have this chronic inflammation going on, and we now know, of course, that chronic inflammation is the cause of heart disease. Cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. Chronic inflammation is the cause of heart disease, and that oxidizes the cholesterol, and that's what the real problem is. It's the chronic inflammation. And the reason here that diseases remain chronic is because the inflammation remains chronic, and I'll explain why. See, once you damage tissue, let's say you cut your finger, or let's say you hurt your knee, like a football player. If you hurt your knee, that starts an inflammatory process to help heal that injury. So the injury causes the creation of pro-inflammatory chemicals, and the pro-inflammatory chemicals produce free radicals, and the free radicals again help to protect the protect you from any infection. But the free radicals will damage tissue. So if you shut this whole process down after you've healed the injury, it's fine. If you don't shut it down, here's what happens. The free radicals you're producing damage tissue. When the tissue is damaged, it says, oh, I'm damaged, I need an inflammatory process to heal, so it produces pro-inflammatory chemicals. The pro-inflammatory chemicals produce more free radicals. The free radicals damage more tissue. More tissue says, oh, I've been damaged, I need to be healed, so let's produce pro-inflammatory chemicals. And you see where this is going. It's going around and around in a circle. So once you start the inflammatory process, unless you shut it down, it just continues going around in a circle. It just continues. And it continues to damage tissue. And this is why people with arthritis, for example, just destroy all the tissue in their joints. They destroy it. It's the inflammation that destroys it. And what you have to do is you have to intervene in this process and shut it down.
Okay, now in your book, you talk about the ways of doing that. Can you share some of them with us now?
Well, just very simple. Two things. One, stop as much as you are able. Stop producing the inflammation in your body. That means get off of the inflammatory oils. It means cut the stress in your life. It means lose weight. Stop eating wheat. Stop eating dairy. These are all pro-inflammatory. So get the pro-inflammatory things, the things that are creating inflammation, out of your life. Don't get vaccinations. You know, don't do silly things that produce inflammation. Then you need a massive quantity of anti-inflammatory chemicals, and that means a massive quantity of vitamin C, vitamin E, and coenzyme Q10, curcumin, all these things that are anti-inflammatory. You need a lot of them. And then once you shut this process down, you've interfered with it, it'll go away. It'll simply go away. So all that inflammation will go away once you shut it down. And the way to shut it down is to stop provoking it with your bad diet, and then give it the anti-inflammatory chemicals it needs. And this means massive quantities of vitamin C and vitamin E and other anti-inflammatories. If you do this, you can shut it down, and your body will once again start to self-repair. And that means you will start to become biologically younger.
Now, depending on the seriousness of a person's condition, I'm certain they'll start to see positive effects rather quickly. But when it comes to the serious conditions, it may take a while before everything is reversed or the inflammation.
Absolutely. It may take a while, but it's amazing what you can do in 6 months to a year. I mean, in 1 year's time, you can do absolute miracles.
And they have nothing to lose, certainly, especially with these chronic ailments. Well, that's very good. Renee, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Is that helpful to you? I think if you get his book, you'll be able to put together some very interesting sauces. You mentioned a sauce to enable you to make these things that you eat more palatable. So,
yes,
and I think when you look at his list, that'll be helpful. Especially his Never Be Fat Again book has some menus in it.
And Never Be Fat Again that are very, very good. And again, if you are overweight, you need to lose the weight because fat cells produce pro-inflammatory chemicals. So that could be Never Be Fat Again can absolutely be a very important part of somebody's wellness process with these inflammatory conditions. And as I say, just about every chronic disease is inflammatory. So this is a major common denominator of the disease in our society, and we have to put a stop to it. And let me make my offer for the book. If you want to get a copy of either of the books, as I said, you can get it at Barnes & Noble or at Amazon, but if you call Beyond Health, and I'll give you the number, call Beyond Health and buy a book, and then ask them, and they'll give you a free one-year subscription to my newsletter, Beyond Health News. And Beyond Health News is one of the top newsletters in the country. You normally have to pay for it. But call this number, 800-250-3063, 800-250-3063, and buy a book, and then tell them I heard on Parthenia's show that Raymond said I could have a free one-year subscription to the newsletter, and you'll get it. And also, if you go to my website, beyondhealth.com, you can sign up for a free weekly newsletter right on the front page. It's called News Clips. And so, and also, the website is filled with tremendous amount of good information, but you can sign up for the free weekly News Clip, and that's kind of a nice thing to get too.
Okay, well, hold that thought, folks, and thank you, Renee, for calling. We're going to go to break right now. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. If you're looking for to purchase a real estate in Pennsylvania, especially on the what they call the main line, or in the general vicinity of Delaware, Montgomery counties, call 866-472-6094. I have an exceptional broker to refer you to. Call 866-472-6094 and mention code 5656. You will be contacted right away. And again, I want to remind you of what Raymond just finished saying. If you go to beyondhealth.com, he's offering you a free subscription. All you have to do is mention Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom or Parthenia Izzard to get that. We'll be back with Raymond Francis.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies. AchieveRadio.com.
Yes, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. And remember my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can purchase it on my site. We are back with Raymond Francis, author of Never Be Sick Again and Never Be Fat Again. Those are two separate books. And a plethora of articles covering the waterfront are also part of his contribution to society. Tonight we're discussing inflammation, the common denominator of all disease. And if you have a question for my guest, call 888-235-7374. That is 888-235-7374, or send us an in-quick message. Renee, are you still on the line? Okay, she's gone. Well, again, I wanted to thank you, Renee, for your insightful question, and I hope we were helpful. As you know, you can always go to Raymond's website. Raymond, why don't you give us that information, your web address again, and any other contact information?
Yes, it's beyondhealth.com, two words stuck together, beyond and health, beyondhealth.com, and the 800 number is 800-250-3063, and if you buy a copy of one of my books, you can get a free one-year subscription to my major newsletter, Beyond Health News, just by asking for it. But, you know, the thing is that inflammation, here I am, I'm writing a book on cancer, a very definitive book on cancer. And this is so important because cancer is now an out-of-control epidemic in America. It's rapidly becoming our leading cause of death. And people with more inflammation in their body have more cancer. Because inflammation damages the DNA. So people with more inflammation have more cancer, and cancer patients who have more inflammation are less likely to survive. Now, patients who have the lowest amount of inflammation are going to have twice the survival rate of others.
Well, now, okay, you've got never be sick again, never be fat again, all these hundreds of articles. What is the title of this new book?
Well, the working title is Never Fear Cancer Again.
Ah, excellent. Okay. So
and people are live in fear today. I mean, everybody's getting struck down. Everybody you know is getting cancer, and people live in fear of getting it. You don't have to live in fear of getting it because it is easy to prevent. It is easy to reverse.
Well, now, we've come to the last part of the program. That hour went by very quickly. Why don't you share with us your final words of wisdom?
Well, we have to understand that this disease epidemic is something that we have created. And we, not willingly, of course, but we have, in a very short period of time, fundamentally changed our diet, our environment, and our lifestyles. And as biological systems, we simply have not been able to adapt to these major changes. So we've got to go back, not to living in caves or not to working our farms, but we've got to take a few steps back here and start looking at what are simple things that we can do to change the equation back to where it should be. And don't eat so many processed foods. Eat more fresh foods. Don't choose things that we know are toxic, like toothpaste is toxic, shampoo is toxic, but there are safe shampoos, there are safe toothpaste. So with a little bit of knowledge and making some conscious choices on a daily basis, we can change this equation, and we can become healthier and have less disease. And that's the good news. We know how to prevent cancer. There's no reason to have it. We know how to prevent heart disease. We know how to prevent diabetes. Let's just do it.
Okay. You make it sound so simple, which is also nice.
Well, and it is, because there's only one disease, and there's only two causes of disease. It is simple.
Well, thank you so much, Raymond, for another wonderful visit. And I can't. Now, when does the new book come out? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. with a lot of luck, it'll be out the end of this year, or it'll be early next year. But either the end of this year or early next year.
Okay. Well, I have to make sure I have you back before then. And then, but again, thank you so much, and I look forward to having you back.
Well, thank you, Parthini. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you. You're a very gracious host, and you do a wonderful job for your listeners. So God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Okay, folks, it is now time for our herb of the day. Tonight's herb is red raspberry, and the parts used medicinally are the bark, leaves, and roots. Now, some of the phytochemicals, and again, this comes from Balk and Balk, their nutrition guide. I don't know, I haven't given the title in a while. It's the Prescription for Nutritional Healing, their third edition. And they have, for the phytochemicals, alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, caffeic acid, ferulic acid, gallic acid, lutein, tannin. Some of the nutrients are calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, silicon, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, C, and E. According to Balk and Balk, it reduces menstrual bleeding, relaxes uterine and intestinal spasms, and strengthens uterine walls. Promotes healthy nails, bones, teeth, and skin. Good for diarrhea and for female disorders such as morning sickness, hot flashes, and menstrual cramps. It also heals canker sores combined with peppermint. Good for morning sickness. Okay, and now it's time for our yoga asana. Tonight's asana is Parivrta Janu Sirsasana. And again, I get these, I refer to Iyengar, B.K. Iyengar's series of postures. I like his book, and I don't even know if you can still get it, Yoga the Iyengar Way by Silva, Mira, and Shyam Mehta. Wonderful book. The photos are excellent, and the detailed explanations of how to practice are wonderful. Okay. First, sit in Dandasana. Bend the right knee, as in Janu Sirsasana. Take it back as far as it will go without disturbing the left leg. Turn to the right with the hips and sides of the body almost in line with the left leg. Place the right hand behind the right hip and the left hand in front of the left thigh or on the leg. Stretch up. Pull the top of the left thigh slightly back. Exhale, bend the trunk sideways and extend it over the leg. At the same time, turn it up, bringing the left side forward and turning the right side back. As the trunk goes down, extend the left arm toward the foot. Turn the hand up and hold the foot with the thumb on top and the fingers on the sole. Bend the elbow and place it on the floor in front of the left leg. Use it as a lever to bring the left side of the body over the thigh. Extend the right arm over the ear toward the left foot. Hold the outer edge of the foot with the thumb on top. Turn the hips, waist, chest, and shoulders by pulling on the foot from both sides and pressing the right elbow back. Turn between the arms and look up. Stay for from 20 to 30 seconds, maintaining the turn of the trunk. Release the hands and turn to the front. Straighten the right leg and repeat on the left. Now, my producer is probably laughing because he always imagines people trying to do this in a rushed fashion and maybe finding it difficult. This, when I present these like this, it's to give you a chance to sort of go through the postures, to get a feel for how they should be, and then practice. But again, get the book, and then it'll be easier to follow along. All right, you have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. My live guest next week, May 4, 2010, will be Jerry Sharznecki, author of Lead with Love, 10 Principles Every Leader Needs to Maximize Potential and Achieve Peak Performance. At the end of next week's program, we will discuss the herb rhubarb and the asana kormasana. Use the link on my site to site program live on your computer, iPod, cell phone, BlackBerry on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Remember, second Tuesdays of the month with Monique Chapman at the end of those programs with Monique's Moments. She will visit us again next month, May 11, 2010, with her intuition about the world and caller issues. Be sure to keep listening at the end of this program for her program. Remember, the show is rebroadcast Saturday mornings at 9:03 a.m. Eastern Time. There is a link for advertising on the program on my site. You can email inquiries, resumes, and or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public, remote iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations, and meditation. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well. Up next. I will be rebroadcasting Raymond Francis again, but it'll be a different program focusing on Never Be Fat Again. Of course, that was supposed to be tonight, But nevertheless, it will be tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, May 31, 2012, I will rebroadcast my Linda Richardson program. She's a representative of TM, or Transcendental Meditation, the organization founded by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Okay, so wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.